Welcome back to the Roundtable. The Woodstock Writers Festival is a collection of writers and their readers who meet for the weekend in Woodstock, New York from April 18th through the 21st. It's the fourth annual event, and there are plenty of events and panels on spirituality, comedy writing, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's in Woodstock. Discussions on poetry, the short story, and a look at the writing of memoir, just to name a few. Among the writers who will be on hand are Cheryl Strayed, Lydia Davis, Philippe Petit, James Lasden, Abigail Thomas, Ann Hood, Krista Paravani, and many, many more. To tell us more about the festival, we welcome festival organizer Martha Frankel, as well as festival headliner Philippe Petit. Good morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It is a delight to have you both here. And
it's always a delight to be here with you.
Oh, man, this is fun.
You left yourself out, though. One of our highlights is that you're coming down to interview Cheryl.
Yeah. That is a highlight. Well, it's a highlight for me. I don't know if it's for anybody else, but it's a highlight for me. So let's talk about this festival as a whole. This is the fourth time you've been doing this, and so we'll assume that it's going well.
It's going great. It's really going great. It's sort of shocking how well.
So why do you think it works? Because a lot of people say it's hard to get past two.
I know. Everybody said that to me, that I'm not going to get to four.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're laid back. We're not top heavy with a lot of, you know, administrative things. There's Ken Schneidman, who does the whole look of the festival, Abby Aronson, who does our press, Jan Sosnowitz, who answers all the emails. That's it. It's just the four of us. So it seems you can get a lot done if everybody just does their job. And that's what we've been doing.
And as far as getting the people that you get,
it's ridiculous.
A lot of it is
it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I know.
But you get great people, and a lot of it is from who's local, but a lot of it is from, but Cheryl Strayed isn't local.
She lives in Portland, Oregon.
But
I got an email from Philippe's partner, Kathy O'Donnell, one night, was writing back and forth with her, and I said, when is Philippe's book coming out? And she said, April 15th.
Which, by the way, I hold in my hand, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It's
called
beautiful.
Why Not, K-N-O-T, Why Not, and it is how to tie more than 60 ingenious, useful, beautiful, life-saving, and secure knots, and we'll talk about that in a second, but it's absolutely gorgeous.
So she said his book was coming out April 15th or 16th. I said, that's so funny. The festival starts the 18th. Would Philippe be interested in doing the 19th, the opening night? And 5 minutes later, we were, you know, sitting down to talk about it.
Okay, so the good news, bad news is that the bad news is that it's sold out. That particular event is sold out at the festival. The good news is that people can still see it.
Yes, because we're webcasting for the first time. We're webcasting every event. So people can stay home and still be with us in Woodstock.
Okay.
And, you know, they're cheap and they're 30 days. You can watch it as many times as you want. And easy to buy into. It's the simplest thing.
Okay. And then you can see everything, or you have to pay per event?
You pay per event, or you buy a full festival pass.
Okay.
And it's
great.
WoodstockWritersFestival.com. It just says the webcast. You go to it and sign in. It's so simple.
And that's pretty easy.
Yeah. And you could do it live. Like, if you wanted to be involved in Philippe's event on the 19th, on Friday night, you would do it, and then you could tweet us or Facebook us questions to ask him during the event. And it's so cool. And also, your fans. I mean, admit it. There are people who want to see what you look like, Joe.
Yeah.
So they can...
that's a party.
I just want to say this. We do these cocktail parties before this set. And one of our sponsors is Tuttletown Liquor Spirits.
Yeah, there you go.
So they'll be very good bourbon.
Well, you already said yes.
I know, but I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to sweeten the pot for you. And so, really big things.
And now
happening.
The Cheryl Strayed event is Saturday night, and I'll be interviewing Cheryl. And Cheryl, of course, is the author of Wild.
Yes.
Which is this hugely popular book, and was part of Oprah's 2.0 book club.
I guess
the kickoff. Yeah.
It was the reason Oprah brought back the book club. really, because she read this book and thought, oh, no, now I don't have the book club. I can't tell 2 million people that they have to buy it. So she started it again.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's a fantastic book. I love it.
And she'll be talking about that and the new collection and yeah. what she's up to since. And that is sold out as well?
That is sold out as well.
Okay.
But the webcast is, you know.
There you go. Takes care of that. We're going to talk about some of the other events, some of the panels in a second. But before we do that, let us talk to Philippe Petit, who is the is going to be kicking all of this off on Friday night, and also is the author of the new book, as we mentioned, Why Not? And this is a beautiful book. Congratulations. What were you hoping to accomplish with it?
Well, I never hope to accomplish anything. I do things, set it on the table or, you know, in the sky if it's a high walk, and let people take it. I don't have preset goals. But anyway, you have there exist more than 500 books of knots over the world. And why do you need one more? And I asked myself that question, and actually I I was tired of not books full of mistake and vague drawings and unpersonal.
Well, so I decided too, right? A lot of them are nautical.
Yes, yes. So I decided to do a very unusual and very personal book of knots, and I was encouraged by that by my publisher Abrams. And actually, this book now is full of personal stories of how knots saved my life during Iowa walks. I made 500 sketches and drawings, and I selected. It's not an encyclopedia. It's not the 4,000 knots that exist in the world. It's maybe 50, 60. But that's the one that I choose because of their intrinsic elegance, or because they can save your life, or because you can tie them in a quarter of a second. So really, this book is me, and I am a man of rope, and you should play with it. And actually, you can, because the minute you open the book, inside the cover is asleep a little red cord, and you peel a piece of paper, and the red cord is in your hands, and you can jump right in.
Right.
I mean, the fact that they did that in a book in 2013, it's unheard of, don't you think?
Yeah.
Like, it's so beautiful, this book.
It really is. And the curled up, as you say, as asleep, the cord is makes up the O in the title of the book. And it's gorgeous. As the folks from Abrams, who always do a great job on their stuff anyway. But Philippe, of course, best known for August 7, 1974, stepping out on a wire rigged between the New York World Trade Center Twin Towers, and you perform for nearly an hour in a history-making walk, and that has been well documented, of course, Man on Wire, and in your books and in film as well, and as you say, that can save your life. So, I mean, the knots, as you illustrate in the book, these are knots that you used in that and other walks that you have, you know, if you don't do it right, then that's not good.
Well, if you value your life, yeah, certainly it's not good. And I am here standing in front of you very well alive because I am a madman of detail.
Yeah. So how do you know that it's right in the sense, I mean, is there an element of trust? Or do you have to know the knot, right?
Well, that's a beautiful question, because there is an element of trust in my highly, seemingly dangerous profession, that of walking on a tightrope. And at the same time, I should not even trust myself. When I tie a knot before a performance, I put myself in doubt. I go back to that knot, sometimes more than once, and I check it. So It's faith has to do with wire walking. You have to know that you're going to get on the other side. If not, one should not do that first step, you know. So, but in knots, some knots are very frank, very trustworthy. You look at them and they look right, and some are too complicated, or they don't, you know, go for the task. So my preference is into simplicity and elegance when it comes to knots.
There are certain types, there are names for the knots that you have in the book. Are these names that you have given them, or that are sort of standard, or how does that work?
No, there is actually, as I said, 4,000 knots existing, yeah. And the Bible of knots was made in 1900 by Ashley, the Ashley Book of Knots, and it has almost all of them. And they have names, sometimes going back from the Middle Ages, and sometimes from the Golden Age of sailing, like the sheet band, for example. So, but sometimes you can also invent new one, new knot or a variation of a classic one, and you give it the name of your aunt or your dog or, you know, the
wait a minute.
The cloud
there
that day.
There could be a Martha knot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh,
yes, yes.
All right. I'm going to play
I was going to go the other way, which was like, oh, we've been frankled.
Okay. Oh, much better. You're much better.
So, wait, so you look at a situation and say, oh, we need a grapevine knot here.
Yes, yes. Well, the grapevine is a very nice way to hold two ropes together, and it's very pleasing and beautiful. You can use it as an ornament, actually. So it's in my book, of course.
Yeah. And when you think of how do most people, why do most people need knots? In the sense of, I mean, some of this is for pleasure, some of this is for art, some of this is for beauty. not all of us are walking across high rope wires, walking across from one building to the other. So, why do we need knots in our lives?
Actually, I answered that question in my preface to the book, which is titled Imagine. And the very first line reads, imagine a world without ropes, lines, cables, and knots.
Right.
I mean, right there. And of course, I expand into that chapter and I give you many, many examples of there will be no cars, there will be no clothing. I mean, you cannot live without lines, filament, ropes, and knots. But then another exercise I did with a publisher, we thought, okay, this is nice. We have a new, very highly original and personal notebook. Who's going to be interested? And we started looking at the obvious professions or activities, Boy Scout, butchers, prisoners who want to escape, all kind of people who need ropes. And then I made a list.
Sure.
Yes, I made a three-page list of professions of people who need knots. You know, the climbers, the cavers, the people who build buildings. It's amazing. When your butcher, when you ask for, you know, a piece of meat, sometimes he does it very quickly in front of you, a very complex knot. So actually, there are like 300 professions that not necessarily live by knots, but need more than five or six knots to go on. So this book concerns everybody.
I was looking at your book this weekend. This is how I just want to give you the scenario of how this unfolded in my life. Okay, so I realize that my bird feeder is on the ground and it's time to reattach the bird feeders because the squirrels go after it and they come after it, and the squirrels heavier than birds and they cause the thing to crash to the ground. So I think, well, what kind of knot can I tie this to the tree to make sure that the bird feeder does not fall? And then I thought, ooh, I have a book inside the house all about knots by Philippe Petit, so now I need to know what knot I can incorporate to make sure that it will hold both the birds and the squirrels.
Well, this book, as you said, offers something like 60 different kind of knots, but you don't need 60 knots to go happily through life. And what I would say is five or six knots are enough. And one of those five is the clove hitch. And the clove hitch is a very simple...
The clove hitch?
Clove hitch, okay. Yes. And it attach a rope. A hitch means attaching a rope to something. So I will hang your... bird feeder, and I will go to the horizontal branch and I will do two loops, one after the other, which forms the clove hitch. But the clove hitch could slip a little bit, so then I will put a lock, which is another horizontal half a loop to lock it. And right there you have a knot that is 3,000 years old, you see, and it still works very well.
In reading the book, I was fascinated by the locks, because that's almost as if it's just a safety precaution.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, in case that, this will...
You see, another thing, I mean, I love, of course, knots, and I talk, very vividly about them because they are in me. But some people who do not know knots, they think the more knots, the better. Well, it's not true. And when I was a kid, I didn't know. I made 12 knots because, okay. But if you know the right knot for the task, then one knot is better than 12 knots.
Right.
Your illustrations
taught me how to tie a knot the other night. I don't know how to tie my shoes. Swear to God. Steve's always saying, your shoes are untied. So now I started to wear shoes that have no laces. But Philippe taught me how to tie a square knot.
And What will you be doing on Friday night?
Well, I will be doing just that. I will share my passion for nuts, but much more than with words. I will also demonstrate, and I will actually teach people, because everybody who will enter the room will have a little red cord offered to them, like the one inside the book.
In the book.
And then I would say, okay, now take your little red cord and do as I do. So I'll teach people a few things.
It's absolutely beautiful. Again, the name of the book is Why Not? How to Tie More Than 60 Ingenious, Useful, Beautiful, Life-Saving, and Secure Knots. And it's by Philippe Petit, of course, wonderful high wire artist. And it is the kickoff event. Well, I guess not the kickoff event.
No, we have the Story Slam on Thursday night.
Yeah, on Thursday night.
But
and that'll be,
this is really the keynote. And yeah. Your thing, both of them.
That one on Friday night, one on Saturday night for Cheryl Strayed. And then all of these panels, and the panels are incredible. And we can talk about most of them. But let's go with the one on you have assembled one of the greatest groups of comedy writers.
I know.
Together. This is the most incredible event. We talked to
J.R.
To J.R.
He called me afterwards. He said, oh, that was great.
He's one of the writers
for
the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Bill Shaft, who's an old friend, and
he's from the Letterman Show.
He's from this area. We've got a startup in this area, writing for the Times Union, and
then he wrote for Letterman for decades.
Yeah, writes for Letterman, and used to be a warm up for Letterman, and is just a fantastic writer, uh-huh. And also a wonderful novelist, I would add.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on the panel, and then a writer for the Jimmy Fallon Show, and a writer for the Colbert Report, and that's great.
They're going to come up and talk about writing comedy, and JR said, I've been just talking to him on the phone. He's really clever. You know, sometimes comedy writers are not, but he is so funny. And he said, so what kind of stuff do you want to know? So I said, well, I guess I would ask you how you make fun the night after the massacre in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Like, how it is? And he said, okay, you don't have to say another word. I know exactly how to do this panel. He's really funny. So they're coming up to do that on Saturday.
Saturday afternoon, 2:00.
And on...
And then you've got either it's poetry and short story and memoir.
The short story thing is starring Lydia Davis and Norman Rush. Lydia's like, she is the epitome of the story writer. I know. Plus we have these cocktail parties. So if people wanted to meet you, they could come to the Saturday night cocktail party and have a bourbon with Joe.
Again, the bourbon. Okay.
And then we have this spirituality thing with Gail Straub and Elizabeth Lesser, who are like pioneers of that movement. Elizabeth was one of the co-founders of Omega. Gail, you know, is a giant in her field. And they brought these two younger writers. And one of them is Lodro Rinzler, who wrote The Buddha Walks Into a Bar. It was like my favorite title for a book last year. And Megan Watterson. It's going to be really fun. The comedy thing, the poetry, beautiful. Emin Grennan and Maureen McLean talking with Priscilla Gilman about poetry. The sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing is very funny because Roni Stanley wrote a book called Owsley and Me. She was married to Stanley Owsley, the man who brought LSD to the masses. And he was the guy that the Dead took around on tour. And Alan Light wrote that amazing book about Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah.
Right.
I first heard about that here, actually. And then Alyssa Chappelle writes these really sexy novels. So I thought putting them together. And then Alyssa Albert, who's from Albany, is going to be the person who does the moderating on that. Breakfast with Bar Scott and Abby Thomas. That's always a big, big, big thing. So, yeah, we got a lot going on.
And the other event I want to mention, is Krista Paravani, who is going to be speaking on Sunday.
That's our closing night.
Both for part of a memoir panel, and then we'll be doing an event at the Center for Photography, and she is a photographer. We've had her on the show talking about this new book, Her, which is about her twin sister, and it's haunting, and it's beautiful, and it's amazing, and it's really one of the best things I've read this year.
I'm really excited. I approached her before I even knew what the book was about. She's married to Tony Swafford, who wrote Jarhead. He's a friend of mine. He did something with me this summer, and he said, my wife's writing a book. It's a memoir. I said, oh, maybe she wants to be on the memoir panel. Then I read it. It took my breath away. Then James Lasden, who you also had on, wrote that book about being cyber-stalked by a crazed fan.
Continues to be.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to sit near him. I'm going to put him on the other side. What if she's in the audience? She's crazy. And then Andre Dubuis III.
Yeah.
He's coming on to talk about Townie. So,
Townie's a great book.
great book. I'm really excited. It's going really good.
Good stuff. It all happens on the weekend of, well, this weekend, April 18th is when it starts, right?
Yes. Thursday night? I hear Kenny in my ear going, say the URL, woodstockwritersfestival.com. I'm sure he's sitting at home saying, why isn't she mentioning that?
Woodstockwritersfestival.com. And what have you learned over the years? I mean, has it changed at all? I mean, have you learned things that you employ from one year to the other?
Yeah. Less is more. Three people on a panel, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know, the moderator and three is enough. First year we had like five, six. If your brother wanted to come, he came too. It was insane.
Yeah.
So now, you know, half local, half not local. My job is to bring good writers to their readers. My job is not to support, you know, the guy who's done 15 readings anyway locally. So, you know, I'm totally suited to this because I know how to say no.
Yeah.
And not feel bad about it. But that's a lot of what I do. I say, I'm sorry, that's not a good idea. But yeah, we've learned a lot.
I was talking to Kurt Anderson when his book came out, and we were doing the interview at WNYC, and he was we were just making small talk after the interview, and we were talking about the festival, and he said it's my favorite festival because Martha gets it.
That's nice.
Yeah, and I
now I feel bad that I couldn't accommodate him.
And then I said, well, what does Martha get? And he said, well, that for Writers Festival, that sometimes people take that as, oh, it's a festival for writers, and also that it's a festival for readers who
want
to meet writers.
I wish I could rename it.
Yeah,
we're already branded, but I wish I could rename it the Woodstock Readers Festival.
Yeah,
because people say to me, I'm not coming. I'm not a writer. I'm like, of course you're not a writer. If you were, you know, you're a reader. And,
right.
You know, so we try to, you know, listen, I think that Philippe's event, it's, you know, sometimes events are passive. People read and they talk. But I've seen Philippe in action. This is not going to be a passive event. There's going to be a lot of movement.
It's going to be very aggressive.
Yeah.
No, there's going to be a lot of movement. It's, you know, it's going to be very exciting to see.
Yeah, I was
him
part
perform.
Of an event like that last year. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
well, yeah, absolutely. And you get to be a part and you have your cord and do the knot stuff.
Yeah.
I always have in my pocket a little red cord, which is exactly 1 meter in length. And it is because of that that the publisher says, well, maybe we should give with the book a little cord, not as big, but as long and red.
Is it as long? It's a meter long?
It's exactly 1 meter long.
Right. Yes. Which is helpful because now Americans can know how long a meter is.
Yes. And you can measure things.
always good to have. Well, the name of Philippe's book, which is incredible, is Why Not? How to Tie More Than 60 Ingenious, Useful, Beautiful, Life-Saving, and Secure Knots. It is published by Abrams Image, and his event, which is sold out at the Woodstock Writers Festival, is Friday night. But again, you can watch the webcast, and you can find out more about the entire festival and all the wonderful panels and events that are not sold out by going to woodstockwritersfestival.com, woodstockwritersfestival.com, and you can also find out about the webcast as well and take in the Philippe Petit event as well as the Cheryl Strait event and all the other stuff.
Great.
So good event happening this weekend, April 18th through the 21st in Woodstock. It's the fourth annual Woodstock Writers Festival. Philippe Petit and Martha Frankel, I thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful time. We'll see you down there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.